K-Rock 955, it's Tom Lingy and Loggy. One of our favourite Aussie boys doing amazing things over in the States is Sam Fisher, and he's got big news. He's just dropped a new tune with Amy Shark. It's called High On You. Whenever I get low on love, I get high on you. Whenever I don't have enough, I get high. No surprise, it's bloody beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And he is beautiful too. He joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're so good. We all are. Better for having you on. Live from the States. How are things over there at the moment? A bit chilly?
You know what? Really cold. I'm in LA and Southern California just got a blizzard warning. So, you know. It's a bit cold, bit icy,
You're probably really cold too because you're in the midst of moving and there's literally just you, a couch and a plant in your area at the moment. Nothing to sort of soak up the heat and just bring in the cold. Are you sleeping on the couch or you're at least sleeping in someone else's house at the moment?
Really, really painting a glamorous picture of my house. No, I do have a bed. It is on the floor, but there. So I have a mattress as well. But yeah, things are moving. We're getting out. We're coming home.
Well, that's the good news, isn't it, Sam? That you are heading back to Australia, back home. What's the first thing you do when you get here? Just say, they don't have this in America. Let me loose on this back in Oz.
Good beer. I mean, honestly, like, go to the pub. Pub culture doesn't really exist here.
Okay.
That sounds rough. God, it's just sad songs and drinking for me. but yeah, just seeing friends, going to Newtown in Sydney, having good Thai food, going to the pub. Honestly, drinking and eating. That's all I'm going to talk about. So that's it.
Mate, this song, High On You, we just heard a little snippet of it, is with Amy Shark. Back in the pandemic, obviously you couldn't be with other people to record stuff. Did that change? You and Amy actually in the same room or did you just do this like over a Zoom or whatever?
So I wrote the song over Zoom and I sent it to, we sent it to Amy's team and I guess Amy's manager was playing it loud and Amy was in the next room and she like popped her head and said, what the hell's that? Her manager said, oh, it's a Sam Fisher song that you just sent everyone wants you on it. And she said, yeah, all right, done. So I flew back for Christmas, last Christmas, and I flew up to the Gold Coast and we recorded it in the same room. And it was a beautiful experience. And she's a wonderful person. I'm very, very excited to do this with her because she is she's like an institution in Australia, which is it's so cool to see. But I've been a fan of hers for a while. And we got to talking. We have very similar kind of like family stories. And it felt really good. And she absolutely kills it on the song. Mm. So it's really cool. But yeah, we were in person recording this.
That's amazing.
It was dope. She does. Very different.
She's so iconic. She's got her own sort of hairstyle that is now being duplicated. There's a fair douche on Married at First Sight who's trying to rock the Amy Shark at the moment. So,
really?
That's how she's a pop culture icon. Mate, she's not the only person you've ever collaborated with too. Just having a look at this list here that's been sent to us. Louis Capaldi, Demi Lovato. Louis Capaldi, Tones and I, Louis Capaldi, Keith Urban. Any highlights in there?
Nah, all pretty boring.
Yeah.
Kidding. No, I mean, Louis Capaldi was pretty fun. Louis is a mate. It's so funny. Like, I owe so much of my career to Louis. Mm. Like when This City came out, it got absolutely panned. No one cared about it.
Wow.
It also was like botched. So it was supposed to come out on a Friday and something happened and it didn't come out till like Sunday. And then Louis posted it and championed it like crazy and then took me on tour. And we had known each other for probably like a year or two before that. And we really were just like drinking buddies. Like I would go to London, we'd hang out, we'd get mags, and then he'd come to LA, we do the same, and then out of nowhere he hit me up on Instagram to take me on tour.
Is he because we've had him on the show and we follow him on socials, obviously. Is he as hilarious in person in real life?
Of course, yeah. Oh my god, what you see is what you get. But he's, I guess, like I guess his social presence is so much that like funny guy that the really like tender and sweet and like kind person, like he doesn't show that as much on socials itself, but when you're with him, he's just such a good dude. Like I love his success for him. It's just it's awesome. It's sick. So
cute.
Tom just went through a few of those names that you have collaborated with. Obviously, Lewis being a highlight of that. Have you got someone that you've just written down, maybe in your little private diary or whatever it is, and put a circle around it and said, "That's the one. I want to do something with that person one day."
Man. I mean,
is it Cameron
Amy Sharp
Ling?
Was I go? But
if it's Cameron Ling, we can organize that.
my favorite album of the last 2 years was Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels, and she's a massive like R&B singer over here, and so she would be incredible. And then, I mean, I don't know, Ed Sheeran, call me.
Yeah.
SZA, call me. Rihanna, call me. Anyone who wants a bar of me, call me.
Well, they all do listen to the show too. They catch the podcast. So you never know, Sam, who might be giving you a call.
Perfect. I'm down. Also, like, I would just love to sing with Matt Corby. Like, since Idol. Like he's got I think he has the best male voice on the whole planet. So Matt, call me.
Just don't don't mess with his he's got a little rug that he likes to stand on when he performs.
Oh,
I
don't this is, no
I upset him one time. I was hosting he was lovely, but I was hosting a festival in Darwin that he was on the bill for, and I was introducing him, and I was like, "Oh, look at this little rug he's got here," and I sort of picked it up a little bit and did a bit of, you know, when you got a towel and you're cleaning your undercarriage there, did a bit of that, and then sort of went, "And here he is," and as he walked on and I walked off, he said, "Don't do that again." So don't mention me. If you work with Matt Corby, don't mention me. I'm sure he remembers that.
All right, noted. Absolutely. Note to self, do not touch Matt Corby's rug.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that audio out and no one's going to know what it's about, but it's going to be great.
Love it.
All right, Matt. Well, so next month you're back in the country doing a quick lap. Any danger we might get a proper full tour down the course of this year or anything?
Absolutely some danger.
Yes.
It's a strong danger. High warnings.
Yeah. Good.
Extreme heat warnings.
Good.
So things will be revealed. But we're doing some, there's going to be some fun stuff when I'm home. I'm home for a long time, like a month and a half, which is the longest I will have been home in 13 years. I'm so excited.
Whoa.
So yeah. You'll be able to catch me.
Yeah, cool. Hopefully we'll see you on the telly. I mean, you've done Ellen Kimmel, James Corden. There's plenty of that sort of high-quality gear on Australian telly as well. You might be able to get on, like, sort of Today Extra, something like that.
I'm ready. Wherever you want me. I'll go wherever.
Call me.
Get on with Karen on one of those paid presentations, one of the jazzercise machines or something, sell that.
How good would that be? Yeah. Sam Fisher does jazzercise.
Take my money.
I love it. I love you, mate.
You're a lot of fun, and we're loving High on You. It is available now in all good streaming venues and probably CD stores if they still exist. In the meantime, mate, we'll see you when you get back home next month.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.